It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day, and welcome to Motivational Monday. It is April the 8th, 2024. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower in downtown Bullhead City. And I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce, for the next hour. We're on 106.3, 106.5, and 106.7 FM. So you got three frequencies there. You can tune in which one comes in best in your area. And you heard the phone number in the intro. It is, when you have a tower, you have your own area code, 234. And then the phone number is 343-1065. So if you have a question or comment, you can call in at any point in time during the program. Write that down. You might want to call in tomorrow or next week. Who knows? Couple things to tell you about before we get to Mike Connor, the president and CEO of River Fund, talking about ducks today. I do want to mention that April, switching from ducks to dogs and cats. You want to adopt one? In the month of April, you can adopt them from the Bullhead Animal Shelter, and Swanties pays the fees. You can adopt an animal for free. Yes, call Bullhead City Animal Control, 928-763-6000. And then the Historical Society is still in need of a refrigerator. If you know somebody out there that loves the museum or would like to donate a refrigerator or use refrigerator or maybe just a couple bucks towards it, call Carol Finkelstein, 928-763-6000. 219-2582. There's a blood drive going on right now. It started 9 o'clock this morning at Mojave Accelerated Learning Center, 625 Marina, and it goes until 2 o'clock. Go give the gift of life. If you have any questions, call Vitalant, 877-258-4825. Thursday is the Voices of the River, Waiting for the Light to Shine concert. You heard Sean in here last week talking about it. This Thursday, it's at Desert Shores Community Baptist Church at 7 o'clock. And now we'll change the tunes. You know, I play one band, one group, one artist on Monday, so I thought we'd go back to the 60s today and play The Temptations. Did you enjoy The Temptations growing up, Mr. Connor?
Oh, my.
Ooh. We got sunshine today, but it's supposed to fade for a little while, I think.
It's already done that.
Oh, it is? I have my glasses in my pocket. Yeah. I told my wife, I said, I'm going to be on the air the whole time of the eclipse. I talked to Ken about putting a skylight in here, and he says, there's no skylights in towers. So
yeah,
we don't have a skylight. Welcome Mike Connor, who is the president and CEO of Duck Pluck.
Oh, God.
How did you come up with this concept of not just a duck float?
It's real simple. Last year, you know, it was our first year, and God bless David Heath over at City Hall.
Right.
Recreation Parks guy. They went down to Second Street, and that's been kind of overlooked for a few years.
Right.
There's big concrete boulders and this, that, and the other, and weeds and everything leading into the water from that dead end of Second Street.
Yeah.
So he got the road department down there, and they cleaned it up. It looked like a freeway when they got done.
Oh,
really
good.
Nice. And so we, Premier Crane came along, and they launched our duck launcher.
How many ducks did you launch?
30. That year it was 3,600.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We owned 5,000, but we went, you know, and that was pretty good. That was enough.
Yeah.
So. But the point was, the crane couldn't get out far enough. It could not make it to the middle of the river, obviously. And so it was on the Arizona side. And on the Arizona side, right in that region, pretty good current going on the Arizona side.
Yes.
You know, that's kind of the the flow of the river.
Some docks.
And the docks just love the ducks, and the ducks love the docks, you see. But see, there was a caveat to all of this, is that the Coast Guard said, if you lose any ducks, we're going to fine you for each one you lose.
Ooh.
And but they never quite said what the amount was. They probably didn't want to scare us by telling us. So we were very conscious of not losing any ducks. So we had duck pluckers out on the river in kayaks and jet skis. And I'll tell you, I saw one girl on a kayak. She must have been, you know, a professional, because she would take that oar that she had and she would get under a duck and then flip it. And that sucker would end up in the middle of the river, way out there, getting them out of under the docks and stuff.
Well, that's good.
And it was just chaotic. We were scared to death that we were going to lose all these ducks and this thing was going to fail and everything. Of course, but and we've had a lot of fun over it since then.
You've had a picture of you on the front page of the Mojave Daily News changing a traffic light. You could have got a picture.
Stop
of
it! Stop it!
Of you getting a fine from the Coast Guard. So you saved them all?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, we lost two, and they called the offices, you know, and they said, "Hey, we got your ducks." So I went and drove over and got them. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we did fine. So.
So now you're back this week.
Well, so we're not doing it Second Street this year.
Okay.
It's not going to be a duck race. It's not going to be a duck run. It's we're going to launch at the Bullhead Bill. And
south,
at the south there, end of the Chamber of Commerce, and that's a swim area now with buoys and the whole nine yards out there, and that's pretty much an eddy current through there, and the water kind of turns in that area, and so the ducks will kind of hang around, see, and what we're going to do is we're going to simply about, 10:30, something like that, Saturday morning, we're going to just walk these 55-gallon drums that are full of the ducks. There's 300 in each one of those. And we're just going to turn the buckets upside down and just, you know, let them just flow out into this protected swim area with the buoys.
They can't go anywhere.
You got the buoy line out there.
Right.
And so we're going to have...
I guarantee you, two will escape.
Well, we have two duck pluckers that are going to be out there on skis.
Oh, okay.
So they'll keep them, and we've got fish nets, you know, for built to catch fish, but now they're going to be recruited to catch ducks if they get out, you know. So we think we got it covered.
Plastic ducks.
So therefore, we are calling it the Great, you know, American whatever. Duck pluck. Yes.
So now you're just going to send people out there into the water to pull out.
They're not just people.
Oh, judges type.
We have
professional pluckers. They went through.
You're going to get us both in trouble here.
They went through a training course.
Well, yeah. So anyway, they're going to be in duck uniforms.
Oh, okay.
And we're talking about, you know, John Moss, one of our local judges.
Yes.
The city mayor.
Okay.
The city manager. Lori Duggins from the police department.
Right.
We have Mehdi Azami.
Okay.
You know, he's quite the community person.
Ambassador.
You know, and we've got... We have, I can see her face, why can't I remember, Jennifer, the CEO.
Rowan.
Yeah, she is the branch manager of Omaha Bank, and she's president or CEO or something of the Laughlin Chamber and the Women's Council.
Right.
And we've got, Jeff Tipton from City Hall.
Okay.
And we've got, I'm missing somebody I know. CEO of MEC.
Oh, Tyler.
Tyler Carlson. Is, and of course they were all threatened with polygamy or something. And if you don't do this, this is what I'm going to say to the community. You know, if you don't do this,
right?
So I blackmailed all of them, including the police department.
Okay.
And they said, "Well, you don't give us much choice here." So they're all coming out. Good sports. We really appreciate them coming out to support. you know, this cause, which right. I want to get to. Why are we even doing this? But, yeah, they'll be there about 10 o'clock, and they'll suit up in their duck uniforms, complete with, you know when at Christmas times and you have the Santa Claus out in the front yard and you plug it in and it blows up, you know, it stays blows up because it's got a little windmill inside of it?
Right.
Well, how about we got a miniature windmill that it buckles to your inside of your duck suit? And you've got the duck out in front of you, all blown up, and you're the arms and legs, but the body of the duck is there, and you got a nice little.
Is somebody gonna put all this on Facebook and?
I hope that KTLA out of LA comes and Phoenix stations in Vegas, okay. Channel 5 in Vegas or something.
Right.
So it's going to be a sight to behold, and another piece of history in Bullhead City, right?
No, they can't get the fan wet, so.
No. Well, okay. Here's what you're going to see Saturday is we're going to have these ducks floating out there, and some, you know, our volunteers will be out there to kind of just kind of keep them in a reasonable
right
area. And then they're just, we don't know how many ducks they're going to have to pluck. Because it depends upon how many prize levels we're going to have. And it looks like we're going to have more than 50.
Okay.
And
wow.
And so you divide that by the 12 pluckers, right. And that's how many each one of them will pluck out of the water. See, they're sitting there floating on the water, so all they got to walk out there and do is pick them up. Okay? But I don't want them to see what numbers they are.
Right.
Because they'll cheat.
So we have
they're,
to
all, they're all cheaters. They're, you
have
know,
to blindfold the judges.
You ever see a politician who wasn't crooked?
Oh,
come on.
I know.
So, you know. But anyway, so what I did this past weekend is I sat on the couch watching basketball.
Yeah.
And I taped over the goggles that they're going to wear. So they can't see out of the goggles. So.
You could have just picked up some of these, you know, these little.
whatever they
glasses,
are, solar glasses, yeah. But anyway,
my wife ordered them.
So they'll be blindfolded. So we'll guide them out into the water, and they won't. There probably won't be any more than knee deep out into the water
right.
when you think about it, because they're just going to walk from the beach down in there and pluck them out into little baskets we got for them.
Okay.
Then they come back up on the beach, and
only
then
you would purchase duck plucking baskets.
Well, that's just what it is. This is not a slouchy outfit. This
that's
is
true.
class act.
Yeah.
And then they go to Jackie Wallen.
Okay.
She's a member of our board
right.
of directors, who's the tourism guru and
right.
the air show goddess.
Yes.
And so she's going to be on the computer, and then these numbers are all put into the generator, and the everything else
is,
that's in the generator, well, it's a number generator.
Right, yeah.
Software. And then everybody that has bought adoption tickets online is going to be in there. By name.
Okay.
And then that gets shuffled up and they get assigned a number by the generator. And
right.
then and the next step is it picks out how many ever prizes we've got that were given. Let's say 50.
Okay.
It'll pick up, it will tell the generator pick 1 through 50 and set those, fill that slot with a duck number.
Okay.
So the generator, the software and the computer is going to be the guy to be, you know, mad at.
Or the pluckers that didn't pluck your number.
Yeah, they didn't pluck your number. So.
Okay, let's take a break.
Life never stops. Neither should your internet. Whether you're streaming, gaming, or working from home, stay connected with high-speed fiber broadband from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. Visit TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 and pre-register today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is looking to hire a speech-language pathologist, physical therapist, and a certified occupational therapy assistant. You'll provide in-house therapy focusing on patients with low productivity, and you're guaranteed 30 hours per week with great benefits, including a matching 401k. Call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City today at 928-763-1404 or apply online at thelegacyrehab.com. That's thelegacyrehab.com.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping, with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is in tip-top shape after reseeding. Enjoy Arizona's #2 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Book your tee time starting at 7 a.m. at laughlinranch.com.
No one cares for bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. When residents see them, they call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 928-758-5499. Monthly services available even for winter visitors. 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Hi, I'm Lisa with Cornerstone Mission in Kingman. We're a faith-based nonprofit working for our community for over 21 years. Our mission is to provide the basic necessities of life, food, shelter, clothing, and most importantly, the light of Christ. Our doors are open daily for those requiring our services. We host the Homeless ID Project on Tuesdays, and our soup kitchen is open every night from 3 to 5 for anyone hungry. Please consider donating your Arizona tax credit to Cornerstone Mission in Kingman.
Forgot to mention we were going to have Sesame Street stop by, but welcome back to Speak Out 2.0 live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Hey, when you need emergency care, you want it kind of quick, you know, and if it's serious, like a heart attack or a stroke, well, minutes matter. That's why it's important to choose a hospital that's equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here, ready to serve you 24/7. Learn more at westernarizonaer.com. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Hey, the new fitness center is totally remodeled. Brand new equipment to work out on by Pro Maxima Equipment. Open 7 days a week, 8 to 8. Spin bike center, yoga, weight training, cardio exercises, steam room. Yeah, nobody else has a steam room. $50 a month, you just pay it and go whenever you want. Open to the public. It's Bullhead City's newest fitness center. Sign up now at LaughlinRanch.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. So, would you like to enter the world of healthcare? Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire you and train you and get you certified as a certified nursing assistant. All while you're on the clock. Yes, it's a certification from MCC, and you don't have to go to the college. How cool is this? Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapist, occupational therapist, and speech therapist. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who needs those services or wants to enter the world of healthcare, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Back with Mike Connor, ready for his duck pluck on Saturday. This kicks off at what time? What time do you dump the ducks?
We think we're going to do this at 11.
11.
That's what we're saying, and all of, you know how that goes, though. if the pluckers can't get into their duck suits, they, you know, we may have to help them. So
you might tell them to show up at 6 a.m.
Yeah, well, yeah. And but the one thing we did do is we went around to each one of these pluckers in their office space in front of all their employees, and we got out the duck uniform and showed them how to put it on. There was a few red faces, see.
I could have just, I would have loved to have been at police department, Lori Duggan's put on her duck blinkers.
Especially when you have this little blower motor and the batteries in. I see, I went ahead and put the batteries in for them because they'd get the pluses and the minuses back,
correct.
And make sure that they all turn on and blow air. And
my next guest is Emily. She might have a picture of Lori Duggins and her duck plunger.
No, actually, Lori wasn't there that day, I had to leave it with other people.
Oh,
okay. No. Actually, we met on the side street away from the station, and we looked around and made sure nobody was watching, and then I showed her how to do this. Not that she put it on in my truck, but
right. Okay.
Anyway.
Okay, so it was privately.
But don't tell anybody that I said that.
I won't. Okay. We won't. It's between you and me. So the ducks will be dumped into the Colorado River roughly
10:30, 11-ish.
Yeah. And then followed right quickly by the judges.
Yeah.
And then
the generator.
What do you do if a duck gets upside down?
Well,
and the number shows.
I guess you have a funeral. No, they're right side up and the number show. I start to say you have a funeral, I guess. No, the ducks are labeled on that top side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
All right. Okay.
But they'll be fumbling around in the dark because of the shades that these are really massive, big goggles for underwater,
Okay.
But I put painter's tape and then took a blade and trimmed it nice and so they look,
Okay. So this is a fundraiser for River Fund.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about River Fund. We got 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Well, okay, you want the elevator speech then?
Yes.
Well, we have several different kinds of funds that we work with, Larry, and one of them is grants, of course. Everybody has grants. At least we try. There's a lot of competition with grants in these days because there's more nonprofits that share the same amount of money that we used to. So you have to have some other gigs in order to make it or break it, because we're always helping people with a lot of stressful situations that are hardships and really serious. And so we have what we need to call is an unrestricted fund that's just for things that grants don't cover.
Right.
Or programs such as Mojave Electric that provides the grants or the funds for helping pay electric bills or redo air conditioning and all those kinds of things. So this fund is for that stuff that maybe a tire or two are bald on the car and you can't drive it to get to work, to make a living, to feed your kids. So that kind of money, comes out of that. And then for the Laughlin folks that I don't have grant money for electric bills or things like that, it pays that kind of thing. Work cards. Especially on the Nevada side where you have gaming cards and you have fingerprints and you have alcohol awareness and you have the health cards and all of these things.
Just to get the job.
Yeah, gaming commissions and so forth. That can be as high as $225 now. If you needed everything.
Holy God.
You can't get the job without the cards.
Right.
And you can't pay for the cards without the job.
Yeah.
So we decided let's help keep people working. So we have that fund for that, and that's out of the unrestricted fund. And then you name it, domestic violence victims that are caught in a bad position in the middle of the night, we put them up for the night and get them in the office the next day. And maybe we have to put them on a bus to go back to family or friends in the East Coast or up north or something on Greyhound. That all comes out of the unrestricted fund.
Okay.
And Zoe, and it goes on and on and on. It could be a birth certificate because of an incident that they got thrown away or in a fire or whatever. So, and then there's instances when we have really serious stuff. Well, that's serious, but I mean catastrophic things like last December.
Correct.
When we lost those five children. So all of these different funds that we have are important, and this one is one of the biggest.
Okay.
And we're doing big stuff. I mean, we're busier now than we've ever been in our 14 years of existence.
What does it cost to get to have a duck in the race on Saturday?
Oh, $10.
$10, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
$10.
All right.
But it's broken into we have a six quack, and you actually get seven ducks.
Oh.
We have 24 packs, and it's something else. And then it's all the way up to, I think we have $200 gets you, I don't know how many ducks, 225 ducks or something along those lines.
Oh, okay.
But what's different this year is we don't have any paper tickets. We have, you do it online, and you do it with a QR codes,
okay.
Things of that nature.
All right.
The easiest way is to go to our website.
Mike'sDuckPluck.com?
No, it is not. God, somebody do something with this guy. Anyway, it's Riverfund, and then the initials RFI, at Outlook.com. And, right immediately on that face page of the website is a link to registration, and
okay.
You fill out your registration. You need a credit card, and we take them all.
Do we know how many ducks are already reserved?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you peek or something.
No. It changes every minute, so it's hard to keep up.
Oh, okay.
So we're doing good, but we're under last year because we were out there, you know, dissecting wallets as much as we could with,
right.
You know, by in a restaurant or a run. So right now our best way is here.
How many businesses run an employee program that donate out of every check to Riverfund?
Oh,
roughly.
Boy.
I mean, most of the casinos?
Probably, yes. Yeah, that's where we started, was in Laughlin.
Right.
I would say probably 20 to 25
okay.
businesses between the two sides of the river.
Right. So it can be any size business that wants
one employee on up
to offer their employees. It could be
the only expense is
office.
The only expense to the employer is taking the time to have your bookkeeper, if that's you,
right,
is to just, you know, separate the money that they're donating each payday, and maybe it's every week, maybe it's every day, or every week or every 2 weeks or whatever. And at the end of the month, send us a check for that amount.
Okay.
And then we put a credit to that person. And
if you're an employee, mm-hmm. and let's say your son or daughter's playing soccer, you can designate part of that to go to soccer.
Absolutely. It's
yeah.
almost like a, you know, keynote ticket. If you want to contribute $10, you know, you got a $10 bill you want to contribute.
Right.
Okay, but you want to spread it around a little bit. So you want $5 of the 10 to go to the Employee Donor Crisis Fund, which
okay.
is a general fund I can talk about. And then you can take the other $5 and go $2.50 to Special Olympics and $2.50 to Praise Chapel
okay.
for their men's shelter.
All right.
The $5 into the Employee Donor Crisis Fund is a separate fund that is restricted to those that donate to it. And we call them river givers.
River givers.
And so if I don't care if it's $1 or $100, they're put into this. It's like a they're stakeholders in a company or it's a Wall Street kind of
okay.
program. You know what I'm saying? It's an investment. They're investors, and so they're treated special because they're investing in the fund.
Great.
And so we can help them right off the bat. I can sign a check for up to $5,000. And over that, if it gets serious, then we go through the board of directors with it for all kinds of catastrophic things.
Okay. How do people get in touch with Mike Connor if they have questions?
Well, the best is M. Connor, and that's C-O-N-N-E-R, .RFI, short for River Fund Incorporated, at Outlook.com.
Okay. Michael, thank you so much. Have fun Saturday.
Well, thank you. It's going to be crazy.
You're not going to have a bullwhip against those judges or snapping, getting them in the water.
I might. A bullwhip would work.
Check it out. Saturday, 10:30 to 11.
Or cattle poke.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, electric.
Perfect.
It was a one-room shack to slept in. Spring has arrived, and it's time to revitalize your ride with 66 Auto Sales. If you are in need of a vehicle for your family adventures or a powerful pickup to take off-road, we have the perfect vehicle to tackle your springtime adventures. For nearly five decades, 66 Auto Sales has been the cornerstone of Mojave County's automotive needs. Our dedication to customer satisfaction ensures a hassle-free car buying experience before and after the sale. Stop in today and see one of our helpful sales associates or check out our inventory at 66autosales.com.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. Four different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, four delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh-pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine-in, catering, or to-go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's meal prep solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFit Kitchen. KITCHIN.com. Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that Fast Care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com.
It doesn't get much better than having a job you love working with people you love, children. And when you become a certified child care provider, you can spend your days surrounded by your favorite people. Enjoy a fulfilling career caring for up to four children in your home. You'll get to run your own business, support children's development, provide parents with peace of mind, and make a difference in your community. Get certified to become a child care provider at childcare.azccrr.com. Sponsored by the Arizona Department of Economic Security.
You can hear KMTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.5 for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Needles, and Havasu Heights on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KMTR talk in KJJJ HD2. Go to KMTRTalk.com for audio streaming and on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KMTR Talk, the voice of the free.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. We'll get to Emily Fromont, the Public Information Officer with the Bullhead City Police Department, in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you that the big scramble is coming up this weekend. You know, MCC. For the Bighorn, Friday night is the Calcutta, and Saturday in Lake Havasu City is the big golf tournament. Do you play golf? Iron Wolf, have you played Iron Wolf? Well, if you're interested, kicks off at 8 o'clock in the morning, and you call Gary Reynolds at 928-716-8182, or you stand by because he's going to be right here in your radio in about an hour. And he will tell you all about it coming up on Speak Out from Lake Havasu City with Paul Lavoie. There is a farmer's market this Saturday in Bullhead City. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the 13th. That's next weekend. My mistake. No, wait a second here. Wait. Yeah. There is a farmer's market on Saturday with a duck pluck. Both are happening in Community Park and at the Bell. So check that out. Any questions about the Farmers Market? 928-763-0158. And you can take care of that. I mentioned Gary Reynolds will be in the studio in an hour in Lake Havasu City with Paul Lavoie and talk all about the tournament this weekend for the Bighorn. Speak Out 2.0. is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, introducing the new Ultimate French Toast Platters. Yes, enjoy banana nut and caramel French Toast Platter, or strawberry and cheesecake French Toast Platter, or how about lemon and blueberry French Toast Platter, or, this just sounds good, and I'm not a strawberry guy, but chocolate-covered strawberries and French Toast Platter, doesn't that sound good? Available at Perkins in Bullhead City. 66 Auto Sales, yes, Mojave County's largest pre-owned sales car lot. Yeah. And speaking of that, they've been selling cars there for 50 years. 50 years! Right on the corner of Route 66 in downtown Kingman. A huge car lot. What do you want? Two doors? Four doors? A van? A truck? SUV? Four-wheel drive? Economy car? Luxury car? You decide. You can see them all on the lot. And remember, it is still people come first at 66 Auto Sales. Go to 66auto.com and see all the pictures of the vehicles on the lot right now. Barron Services, professionals in pest solutions for your home. Oh, yeah, they protect your family, your kids, your pets. No ants, bugs, crickets, creepy crawlers. No, 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 no. And your business. The last thing you want is a customer to see a bug running across your floor. Needles, Mojave Valley, Fort Mojave, Bullhead City, and Laughlin can all be bug-free at home or work. Quality experience and family. Call Barron's at 928-758-5499. Mojave Electric Cooperative and the Arizona Power Cooperative. They need your help with a full understanding of the proposed Mojave Energy Park. The generation and transmission of reliable, affordable electricity is still in the planning process. It's going to take time. Learn all the up-to-date details at a specific website for this park, MojaveEnergyPark.com. And then if you still have a dying question, you can call MEC 928-763-1110. All right. I asked myself, who would be the first person to go to the old studio? We have our answer. Unfortunately, Emily Fromont ran to Laughlin, and she is on her way here momentarily. She will be back, and we'll visit with her. There's a blood drive next Tuesday at Joshua Springs. Yeah, 10 o'clock until 1:30. Call Vitalant. Put their number down. We're right across the street from Pizza Hut. And if you ever need to find our studio, I'm trying, folks. Okay, talking about blood drives. You know, there's no fake blood. There's only real blood. You can't get fake blood. Hospitals can't make it. Laboratories can't make it. And so when we talk about blood drives, everyone who needs surgery and needs blood needs real blood, yours and mine. Yes. And that's why we give you the number for Vitalant, because they will email you the questionnaire in advance. It's easy to do. And you call them up, 877-258-4825. Tell them you want an appointment. Next week on Tuesday at Joshua Springs, or Wednesday at Valley View Medical Center. And Thursday the 18th, our Kiwanis Club has a blood drive from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock at MCC. Say good morning. Oh, just putting her headset on. To Emily Fromont, what'd you do to your wrist? What'd you do to your wrist?
I type too much. I spend too much time on the computer. Good morning. Good morning, Larry.
My favorite accent is here.
How are you, Larry? You got me all frazzled.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you knew.
No. I'm knocking on the door like, oh, he must not be in a commercial break yet.
I've had the chief in here and the captain.
Oh, well,
and
nobody talks about the location, I guess. They just talk about the experience. I like your office.
Thank you.
It's
thank you.
A lot roomier.
Well, yes, it is.
And welcome. It's closer to us, but I don't get in and out after. I'm really disappointed.
No, you can still go to In-N-Out. Somebody else said that last week. I always go to In-N-Out after I do your program. They're still open. You can still go to In-N-Out.
Yeah, I haven't been a guest since National Night Out, which was last October.
Yeah, October. Mm-hmm. Wow. So you put out a recent press release about theft prevention.
Yes.
And I thought, I'd really like for you to come in and talk about that, because anybody and everybody can be a victim of losing something.
Yes, and a lot of people think that it won't happen to them. Oh, I'm just going to run in for a minute. I'm just going to the gym. I'm at church, so my bag is safe. In the car. No. People are out there either door checking to make sure that doors are,
right,
you know, maybe unlocked and see what they can get in. Or it's a crime of opportunity. They're just walking in the parking lot and they see, oh, somebody left their cell phone in there. Somebody left their bag in there. Or their purchases. If you're going out shopping, put your purchases in the trunk of the vehicle. If you're going to the airport and you have your luggage and you want to stop off and have lunch somewhere in Vegas, people can smash and grab your valuables in a matter of seconds
and
get away with it. It's happened so much.
Right.
So put everything in the trunk. I even cover it with blankets if you don't have, you know, a vehicle car trunk. Cover it with blankets. If you have anything, you take it with you. Even if you're picking your kid up from a daycare center and you think it's fine, you're just going in for 2 seconds, please take your phone, your purse, valuables with you.
Lock your car.
That is a huge problem. And people just think, oh, I'm just going in for a second. I can see my car from the restaurant. It takes 2 seconds.
And I hear often on the scanner, I will hear somebody reporting someone suspicious in a parking lot looking in cars.
Yes.
Because we all try to be alert and prevent this from the from the get-go by finding that individual that's out there doing that.
Yes. And it's also helpful to, even if you have employees, as far as commercial burglaries, business burglaries, residential burglaries, being a good neighbor and being a good witness. So train your people, train your family members. Play games in the car about, okay, see that man? Now tell me what he looked like. You know, does he have a mustache? What color hair? Was he wearing glasses? What was his physical description, vehicle descriptions? It's really good to train people, your employees, children at a young age so they can be good witnesses. It really, really helps aid police in solving crimes so the bad guys can be stopped at doing it.
Well, and that's 100% right. I mean, you go back to the days of Adam 12 when they stopped somebody and they would say, well, what was he wearing? What did, you know, was he carrying anything? Did he walk with a limp? Or I say he, but he or she, you know. We want as many, you guys as police, want as many details as the public can provide.
Right. And if you train your children at a young age to have that ability, you know, hopefully they don't ever become a witness or a victim to a crime, but they could really, you know, be helpful.
Right, right. And stop that. Are we still having a lot of burglaries to residences around Bullhead City?
We're seeing right now a trend in commercial burglaries.
Ooh.
Yeah, so businesses, get to know your neighboring businesses, share information, really get good surveillance video cameras. Make sure you have alarms and all the security measures, locks. Check any weaknesses in your business. So we've seen a lot of smash and grab burglaries. Don't leave high amount of volumes of cash in your cash register because you know, that's what they're checking. So just really protect your business as well as your home.
Well, and unfortunately, if you're that type of criminal, you've probably figured out when people leave a business and lock it and when they're not there.
Right.
You know, from, I don't care if it's a restaurant or Dot Foods.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter the size of your business. The burglar doesn't care. And they're going to take the time to watch and see you leave and lock the door and then.
And a good deterrent also is to put outside your business, this is alarmed, this is
right,
good
signage,
signage, the video cameras. Have video cameras that show the parking lot, too, so we can get a good vehicle license plate. That's huge.
Right.
Huge
and,
as a vehicle
and,
getaway
and
car.
And show your entrance and exit to your parking lot, because that's probably where they come in, too. And
and
they can go back, and they can look at surveillance from last week and see, was this person, you know, watching your business? Was this car at your business before? And all that pays off.
Yes, definitely. And we're going back to residential burglaries, as a public information officer, I also have a dual role as property crimes investigator. So when we do get a theft or a burglary report, and we get the property inventory sheet of everything that's stolen. We try and match it with the pawn shops because right. they're required to report everything that goes through the pawn shops. And it's so frustrating when people have guns or electronics stolen, high-value items, and they don't have a good description of their jewelry. They don't have a picture of their wedding ring that we could possibly match and find. Serial numbers get entered into the National Crime Database, so they can be recovered anywhere in the nation. We get alerted for that.
Right.
And if you don't write down that before, in the highly unlikely event and unfortunate event that it does get stolen, it's gone forever. You don't know the serial number of your gun and you can't get it, well, that weapon will be sold on the streets, committed in a crime, felony, sold in a pawn shop, and you'll never get that back.
And it's a world of cell phones. So walk around with your cell phone, videotape everything.
Mm-hmm.
But get the back of your TV, put your wedding rings, you know, put your
pictures. Yeah, just take a picture of the serial number on the back of your TV.
Stick around, we're going to come right back.
Cause a pretty face got...
Attention MEC members, Mojave Electric Cooperative and Arizona Electric Power Cooperative, our generation and transmission provider, supply reliable, affordable electricity to our community. To continue providing power when we need it, we must add more power generation resources, including flexible, energy-efficient natural gas units. MEC is asking for your help. Go to MojaveEnergyPark.com to show your support. That's MojaveEnergyPark.com. Thank you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City introduces the new Ultimate French Toast Platters menu. Enjoy your choice of four new great combo platters. Check out the banana nut and caramel French toast platter or their strawberry cheesecake French toast platter. How about a lemon blueberry French toast platter? Or try the delicious chocolate-covered strawberry French toast platter. Eggs and bacon on all platters. Available now at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
Hi, my name's Tony Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, MLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart. Every year, more than 4 million pets enter shelters here in the United States. My friends at American Humane have been helping animals since 1877. The goal is to ensure that pets have a safe shelter, especially during natural disasters. Adopting a shelter pet allows shelters to help more animals awaiting care. Please consider adopting today and take some time to learn more about American Humane's other work at AmericanHumane.org.
Our town, the place we call home.
Here is the Our Town calendar. The Kingman Farmers Market, exclusively benefiting veterans and their families in the Kingman area, is being held every Saturday at the Mother Road Events Center on Beale Street. Start time is at 9 a.m. Lake Havasu Ballet announces two performances of Giselle Act 2, along with Noah's Ark, at the Havasu Performing Arts Center. Shows are April 13th at 7 p.m. and on Sunday the 14th at 2 p.m. Tickets are online at ballethavasu.org. Saturday, April 13th, it's the Street Eats on 66 event at Lewis Kingman Park on Andy Devine. $5 admission. Kids under 10 are free. All proceeds go to Kingman Charities. Go to the events tab at kingmanchamber.com. Also April 13th, there's a summer kickoff party at the Needles Marina Resort. Country music with Little Town on the event's floating stage runs 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. with free admission. More info at needlesmarinaresort.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Is it time for you to buy a home in 2024? Maybe a vacation home, maybe a pool, maybe an add-on. Well, you're going to need somebody with some cash. You need a mortgage guy. The mortgage guy is Chad Hansen, Mojave Mortgage. He's the founder and CEO. He's been doing this for a long time, folks. Call him up, 928-288-2691. Sit down with him in advance before you buy something, before you even know what you're doing. Say, hey, what do I qualify for? He'll tell you, and then he'll show you the cash. You know, you need $400, $300. What do you want? What do you want? Go get some of Chad's money. 928-288-2691. Control Fit Kitchen. Ah, yes, the healthy restaurant in Bullhead City and now in Kingman. Healthy, fresh food, delicious, 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 burgers, 4 delicious bowls, plus smoothies, protein shakes, dine-in, take-out. And now, in Kingman, they're going to have the ribbon cutting May 2nd. Officially, all the honchos will be there, 4 o'clock on May 2nd. Open. They're already open, but now it's going to be officially open. If you want to know what they serve, go to ProFit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com. TWN Communications, elevate your online experience with 100% fiber internet. It is so quick. It is the best. I'm speaking from experience. We got it here in the studio. I got it in my house. Bullhead City, Fort Mojave, there's over 23,000 opportunities out there to sign up today. Call 888-227-2095 or go on the web to TWNcom.com/Mojave. All right, we're back with Emily Fromont, the Public Information Officer for our Bullhead City Police Department. How was the weekend from the PIO stance? Was it busy for our guys out there and gals?
It went really smoothly. I talked to Lieutenant Silviano of the Bullhead City Police Department. He was in charge of kind of the emergency operations plan with the air show, and he said it was very well organized with everybody involved, and it was very successful. No major incidents.
There was a ton of pictures on Facebook.
Yes.
I saw more planes on Facebook this weekend than anything.
I loved watching that.
It was great. And some of them got good videos.
Yeah, the videos were
Lindsay
awesome.
Lindsay Laughlin was in the VIP area, so she got right up front and got great videos of planes up there in the sky.
Yeah, so it's a very successful event, and it's going to keep coming here, which is awesome.
And I'll tell you, you mentioned the lieutenant and the pre-plan, the incident action plan. That takes months to put together, long before the
long event. Time.
And then you have to have exceptions. What if this happens? What if that happens?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if someone gets hurt? What if a plane crashes? What if, I mean, there's so many variables that he
mm-hmm.
Andy, has to put into the plan that you hope never happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Emergency manager coordinator for the city.
So it went well.
Is his role, yeah.
Good.
And he did a great job planning with all the other agencies who put it together.
Yeah.
Really, really awesome.
Fire, police, and
the
and
airport.
Then you get into the federal stuff with the airport. Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
All right. Did you guys go?
We did not. I didn't want to go and be a participant with the kids, and then, you know, in the event I have to be a PIO on call.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Lori Duggins was like, come on, bring him, and then I'll take care of them. I'm like, you're in the incident command center. It wouldn't be a very good
send Lori,
plan.
Send Lori out.
Right? Yeah, that wasn't in the plan.
Send Lori out. I got to meet with the media.
So, but my phone did not ring, so that was a good
day.
That's
a good weekend when your phone doesn't ring.
Yes, it is.
Yes, I know.
Yes.
The days of wearing a pager and phones and everything, I remember. I remember well.
Yeah.
So, well, Emily, how can people get in touch with you if they want to know more about ways to protect their home or their business from theft?
Anyone can give me a call at 928-763-9200, which is the main police line, and just ask for Emily. My extension is 8220.
Okay, and you can send email information of what
Absolutely.
People should do. And
Yep, and then follow us, please, on the official Bullhead City Police Department Facebook page. We have Instagram and also Twitter, but I mainly post everything on Facebook because that's what our community loves.
Yep.
And that's for official information, significant arrests, critical information, traffic notices, and all the fun, good stuff that the police department does. All the positive stuff.
There's a lot of good stuff, too.
Yes, and I also do the prevention tips as well, just reminders.
And you have a chief now that likes to do all the fun stuff.
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of fun.
Thank you, Emily.
All right. Thank you so much, Larry.
All right. Have
a great Monday.
That's going to can it for the tuna. Paul Lemoy from Lake Havasu City is up next with Speak Out. Have a great day.
Oh, let it rain, 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 rain.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.